is Davin's Den. Is Davin's Den.
All right, we're back to some scamming scammers. Thank you for hanging out with Joe, Pip, and yours truly. Cue that up. All right, when we last left off with Carolyn, my scammer a couple weeks ago, Joe was initially very disappointed because Joe felt she wasn't paying enough attention to the business scam. Joe was disappointed that she had fallen for fake Davin. Did not appreciate that no scammer in their right mind can refuse fake Davin's charms. But then towards the end, business worked its way back and Joe is giddy. Joe's heart was a titter. And we were waiting for... This was the next day was going to be the day when fake Davin and Caroline were going to have the video chat. And Caroline was going to do it in her place of business. Her office to show off fake Dab. That pretty much sum it up?
Yeah.
All right. So let us go to October 25th, 2019, on Instagram. Because remember, Carolyn is on Hangouts and Instagram, and there's multiple people playing Carolyn, and we never know what we're going to get. In one world, the kids are fine. In another world, they're burned to a fourth degree and burned to a crisp, and they're dead, and she's very distraught. So we never know what we're going to get from Carolyn. But Joe just wants some business done. Just give me the business. So we'll see what happens.
I don't know which Carolyn we're going to get.
Now, so how do you guys feel about the video chat? Think it's going to happen?
I'm excited. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but I'm on tenterhooks here.
I don't think so.
How do you still doubt me after all these years? All right. October 25th. This is the day, kids. I write, how are you feeling this morning? Because remember, she was all upset.
Yeah.
October 26th. That was it for October 25th. The big fucking day. That was it.
Oh, man. Well, you just laughed into Joe about how could he doubt you when the day went and came and went.
What do you want me to tell you? I'm not a fucking... I can only control them over so much.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, obviously, it's the show. But what if this wasn't, and this was somebody that was lonely, that was relying on this person? That's actually, I mean, we're laughing our ass off at it because, this is what we do. But for somebody that was, seriously invested in this person, that'd be devastating.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty.
I'm sure fake Davin will take it in stride.
But it's just a shame that the person, a regular civilian, so to speak, would be devastated over this. Just shows you what a bunch of scumbags they are.
Oh, yeah, but the other thing is that you said, I'm sure fake Davin had taken it in stride. I don't think he will.
So she responds the next day, October 26th, I'm doing better today, dear. Thanks for staying by me in the time I needed support. I go, you're welcome. I knew we weren't going to video yesterday, even though you said we would. So then we have radio silence.
Bitch.
So, the question here is, are Joe and Pip right? Does this romance end in October, or is there more? Because that's what the kids predicted. The kids predicted it ended in October. So, are we moving on to a new scammer tonight? Or does Carolyn continue?
Are you asking us?
I'm asking you, stupids.
Oh, no, I think there's more Carolyn.
You think there's more Carolyn? Joe, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. I do.
All right. November 3rd. You're both wrong. You're both wrong. There's more Carolyn, but you guys predicted it would end in October. You're both wrong.
Yeah.
November 3rd. I write to her. I go, hello. Since the romantic part of this, quote, relationship, has clearly reached its conclusion, perhaps it is time to talk business.
And who's this? Who's writing this?
That's me to her.
Nice.
And then nothing happens, so I go, no comment? She goes, sorry, dear, I'll get back to you. I'm driving. A week has gone by.
I'm sorry, that is... No, that is such fucking weak sauce. if you are in a relationship with me and a week goes by and I reach out to you going, I guess we're done, and your answer is, sorry, I'm driving. What, are you driving for a fucking week?
Yeah, no, yeah. You need to pull your ass over.
Yeah.
I go good.
Yeah.
I need
to deal with this right now.
I go good. I look forward to the conversation. Later on, she writes, hi, bae, how are you? I go, fine. You have a few minutes? She goes, sorry, I didn't write you on time. I go, you don't write or video when you say you will. I think we both know this, quote, romance is not working. I'm done.
Ouch.
Fake Davin is done. He will not be attempted to be scammed with somebody who is not as invested as Fake Davin is. I don't have time for this shit. There's other scammers that need my attention.
Do you want to speak to her supervisor?
I need COVID Karen. Where the hell is COVID Karen?
Well, if I'd known about this, I would have stepped right in.
I should have reached out. I did not realize the what I had in my arsenal. My bad. Yeah. Next time, I will reach out to COVID Karen.
Yeah, it's like, excuse me, I'd like to speak to your supervisor, please. You are not progressing with the relationship to Fake Davin's specifications.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. You got to lay it on the line, give them the what for and the how do you do.
Absolutely.
She goes, don't think that you know I've had a horrible 2 to 3 weeks. Summer next year, I'll be in the States. We'll have a nice time together. Probably we could do whatever you wish. How do you think I handle this?
Oh, no, you blast her.
You're not going to sit there. Oh, okay, you're going to lay, you go full fangs into her.
I go, stop. You do not love me. You do not like me. You have a purpose for me. So let's get to that and see if we can make that work.
Wow.
So what do you think she's going to do, guys? You think she's going to go, all right, finally, we're down to brass tacks, we got business. Or do you think she's going to try to keep this romance going?
No, romance.
She's going to say she'll have to get back to you.
So Joe thinks she's going for another drive. Pip thinks there's going to be more romance.
I think she's going to try to smooth it over with you.
She goes, no problems if you say so. But me, I know I do. I stayed over a year with our relationship. Then I found you. I won't like to throw that away. That's right. That's right. She does not want to throw Fake Davin away like a bad penny. I go,
Susan.
You told me when we met it was 2 months since your ex. That was July. She goes, he never truly cared, so I don't see that as a relationship. He never meant what he said. That's by the way, though. I go, well, what do you
say? Unlike her.
What? Yeah, exactly. Somebody whose word means something. Take that to the bank, feller. I go, and what do you see this as? And then she doesn't respond. I go, silence. I go, that's about right. It was an easy question. So later she responds, it's not silence. I go, then answer it. What is this? She goes, I want to build something strong and solid with you. I'm tired of being hurt and lost. Pip seems to be on the money with this. I laid it there where we could get down to business. She could give me her sales pitch and everything. I got an investor for her, but she wants more Fake Davin. Very interesting.
She's hypnotized by the D.
I understand. I go, when you love someone, you don't blow them off. You don't refuse to see them. You treat them with kindness and respect. I don't feel you have that for me. It makes you very unattractive to me, especially when I've been nothing but good and loving to you. She goes, sorry about that, dear. I go, just words. Always sorry, followed by broken promises. Then you will tell me I make you feel bad. So again, what do you really want from me? Honestly. She goes, I don't know what to say right now. The manager's not here. No, she goes, I don't know what to say right now.
Yeah, I don't have that in my script.
I don't know if I'm allowed to cut you loose or not. Can I get back to you? She goes, I don't know what to say right now. I go, the truth. No hard feelings. What you want from me? I go, this is your get out of jail free card. I go, and then I go, she doesn't answer. I go, the fact that you wouldn't even answer or even say goodbye says it all. What a waste of time. And I give her a sad emoji. She goes, I'm never saying goodbye. That's not goodbye.
I'm never going to say goodbye.
I bet at some point she will. They all do. It never ends well. They all do. I go, then answer me. What do you want? Because I do not want this version of a relationship. And then I try to she doesn't respond. Then I try to reach her on Hangouts. I go, hey, good talk. And that was November 3rd. All right.
I could talk.
All right. November 4th on Instagram. She writes to me. She goes, I also don't like the way things are. I go, what do you want then? I didn't sign up for this. You picked me for some reason. Love, money, we walk away. She goes, why do you keep bringing up money in our conversations?
But it's so disingenuous.
It's like,
why do you talk about money?
I mean, just because you've asked me to send you money for phones and everything, just because I tried to get you to invest in some fakakta bullshit company, why do you think money is what this is about? I don't understand. What do you take me as?
Fakakta bullshit company. Did you see that on a business card? Have your fakakta bullshit company. There you go.
They make the best manure. Fakakta bullshit. When you want juicy tomatoes, fakakta bullshit company's for you.
That's great.
We need business cards.
Sure. Fakakta bullshit. She goes, why do you keep bringing up money in our conversations? I go, because you said you wanted a relationship, and since then you do everything to sabotage. She goes, I'm not sabotaging it. I never will. I'm just trying to open up, and it just brings back memories and a whole lot I left behind. I've been hurt deeply. I'm not buying this at all. I go, all I want is to see you, talk to you. It's not much to ask. I have stood by you through everything, and you treat me like shit.
Well, yeah.
She goes, I'll never treat you like shit. You're the only guy in my life. I try to be free, and these scars I've gotten from love are all in my mind. I don't know how scarred she is.
I mean, yeah, she's talking about people in her past that screwed her over and stuff. Everybody could say that.
Yeah, and still, it's no excuse for disappearing for a week.
No, it doesn't give you license to treat other people like shit.
Which is funny. Funny you should say that. I go, you do treat me like shit. How many times? I go, how many times have you said that you will see me and then just vanish? Meanwhile, anytime you need me, I'm there. I'm not your doormat, your flunky, your rube. Get out of your Instagram. You get one of your Instagram fans to do that. You want a relationship with me. I said, fuck it. I'll gamble with long-distance love. I went all in. And then you left me all by myself time and again. I swear, it's not like I ask you to give anything than just the opportunity to see you. I get mocked because of this, quote, relationship. What do we even have? And as usual, you don't finish a conversation. Fuck this. I deserve the best of you, not to feel like an afterthought or a goddamn joke.
Right.
Joe,
I'm sorry, when fake Devin's right, he's right.
I thought Joe was frozen. He was just deep in contemplation.
No.
She goes, I'm here to finish everything we are talking about. I go, you have the floor. I'm all ears. I must be one of those distractions you starve. I go, clearly I'm not the focus you feed. Wow, so a whole day goes by after you say you will finish the conversation and you don't, because she disappeared again. And to do this on my birthday. What in the world did I ever do to you that makes you treat me like yak turds?
Yak always funny.
Always funny. Never disappoints. I mean, all I ever did was treat you with love, respect, and support. You must be one of those messed up women that is only happy when you're treated like garbage. Then later,
maybe.
Then later on I go, we are adults. What the fuck is this thing we have or had? She goes, you are my love and the apple of my eyes. You are always on my mind. You are my medicine and cure. Wishing you all the fun and excitement that only birthdays can bring. Happy birthday to you, my sweetheart. Do what makes you happy. Be with who makes you smile. Laugh as much as you breathe. Love as long as you live. Your birthday is a time to dream of a bright new future, and that brings into your life. Nail the things you desire. Wish you a very happy birthday. Many happy returns of the day.
Did she mention if she was wearing a back brace or not? Because she should be after shoveling all that horse shit.
You know what? It's nice when I get pleasant birthday wishes. Don't be such an asshole. It's a nice thing. Nice thing.
Well, you know what? She just did something that I'm trying to think who. What was the name of the one that was trying to scam Joe? But the whole
Mavis.
Printing out a whole, what was it?
Mavis.
Mavis. Yeah. Mavis, didn't Mavis use the tactic of printing out entire greeting cards?
A lot of them do. Flory did that. When the English gets better, you know. But in Carolyn's case, she has good English. I go, are you insane? All I wanted was you to tell me what is up. Tell me you never liked me or loved me. Own it at least. Give me that much. I know it is true because when you love someone, you don't treat them like this. I'm giving her both barrels tonight, kids. I'm not taking this shit no more.
Yeah, I know.
There you go, yeah.
She goes, I do love you. I never once doubted that fact. I go, you don't lie to the ones you love. You don't ignore them. Is this how you treat those you love, Carolyn? Go on again. I don't want to fight. I just can't do this. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing as you're blasting her, like, as if you're really in love with her and that she's not fulfilling her part of the love bargain, you know?
But I think that's the move.
I find it interesting that she falls in love with you over a correspondence when she's trying to sell you stuff on freaking a Bitcoin thing, you know? I've always loved you. How did you always love me?
I'm very lovable.
Listen, just because I fell in love with the Geek Squad guy that tried to help me with my computer doesn't mean that you guys can make fun of that forever.
I know. It's the way you control, alt, and delete it. I mean, what the fuck?
Exactly.
I understand it perfectly, even if you kids don't. I understand it. I mean, let's be honest. Fake Davin has wooed many a young woman. So it's very, it's you know... It's easy to fall in love with fake Davin.
Well, I mean, they tried to woo you first. You're just better at wooing them back.
Well, because I have a lot of attributes that they find attractive. Don't hate them because they fall for me. I'm like a Venus flytrap. That's what I am.
Fake Davin's got the A game.
Yes. November 5th. She goes, sorry, honey, I'm traveling, but I promise when I land, I will you. I don't know what that. I think she means I'll talk to you. I don't know. I go, and where's today's magical journey taking you? The fact that I had no idea you were traveling today just proves what I've been saying.
Yeah, really?
She goes,
actually?
Yeah, I'm on my game. I have studied. I am management. She goes,
and you call me Karen.
No, listen. This is a time to be a Karen. She goes, I'm going to Brazil for business, but I will see my sister when I get there. I go, the only thing you think that is something a real couple would talk about is your sister older or younger than you. That's just, you know. She goes, my younger sister, I've always been on my own. I've always made decisions on my own. This is something new. I'm on a whole new process of change. I go, but you have been in relationships. You have been in love. That's not new. I honestly do not know why you even have me around. Plus the fact that I can't call you when I want, and you lie when it comes to having a video call, and you lied about me coming to England makes me think this is some shady bullshit.
Well, I laid it all out there.
I got a hunch.
Wait. What do you think this love isn't real?
I got a feeling. Just saying, I can't put my finger on it.
Just an inkling?
An inkling. Something seems amiss. Askew. Not quite right.
Oh, I think you're being way, way too skeptical.
Yeah, you're probably right.
This is true, true blue love.
I'm glad you realize it's about time. November 6th on Instagram. I go, hey, boo. I'd love to see a picture of you with your sister and nieces and nephews too if you have them. Would be cool to see you with your fam. How was the flight?
Oh, that's great. Proof of life, bitch.
She goes, shady bullshit, you say?
Well. Somebody's upset.
Somebody woke up.
Why do you always have to say these kind of things? Either I am busy or I am doing something urgent. I go,
you know what it sounds like she's the old 50s husband, you know? I want my dinner cooked in my martini. You don't know what it was like at the office.
All right.
Yeah, kind of. Shady bullshit, you say?
Yeah, but I'm a new millennium type of woman, so I'm not going to stand for that horse shit.
Right.
Good for you, Karen.
Yeah, exactly. I'm way better looking than your average Karen, by the way. These assets aren't going to fucking wait around for her. tits like this? I think not. How much I paid for them. Anyway, I go, no, you've said you will do a video and then you vanish. If you are too busy for us, then say it. She goes, like I said, I am busy, dear. No, not that. I go, I dropped everything to comfort you in England. That's devotion. That's what I offer. I never left, but she doesn't know that.
No, but you know what? You beat a federal case. She's like trying to smooth it over and be lovey-dovey, and you're just like, you don't pay attention to me.
But isn't that always Fake Davin's way?
Yes.
Fake Davin does not often let bygones be bygones. Fake Davin is not one for brushing it under the rug. Fake Davin wants to fight.
Well, because that makes the making up that much hotter.
Exactly. And we do make up. She goes, I don't think you understand it when you are the only one who caters for the family. I know you offer a lot, dear. I go, I do, but I committed to make you a priority. She goes, please, be patient. I go, I'm not asking you to fly here. I'm asking for a video chat. We've been talking since July. It's November now. I don't think that's too much to ask. She goes, I'm so sorry things are like this. I go, you could give me peace of mind. She goes, anyways, the flight was quite stressful. I know, dear. I go, just give me that. Just that. Or cut me loose. Set me free, why don't you, babe?
Wait one second. Katie Lynn's saying the way she talks, she sounds like some foreign man.
Katie, how dare you? How dare you? This is a beautiful... No. This is a beautiful British woman who's selling foreign exchanges. She's a businesswoman who's flying. How dare Katie Lynn cast such aspersions?
You know what? She hears what she hears.
Yeah.
This is good.
I feel like Katie Lynn doesn't know Fake Davin at all.
You know what? You know what? But she's getting just the give and take and the way that she speaks, because you're reading it exactly as written. So I think that this is good input.
You think this is a guy? Mm. You think this is a guy? I can't tell from this, to be honest.
Well, she's saying dear. Who the hell says that now?
Yeah, but they all say that. They all do. It's always terms of endearment.
They do say dear a lot.
I can't tell if there's a, you know, usually we can usually get one sense if it was a guy or a girl. I can't tell.
I have not been given the sense. Usually we can go, oh, you're talking to a man, baby. But I don't actually get man off of her, but I definitely do get foreign.
Now, I have heard voices of a woman. She has left me messages before of a woman. So we know there's a woman involved. Doesn't mean I'm talking to a woman right now. But we know there's a woman involved. I can't tell from this, to be honest. But we'll continue. But anyway, I'm telling her to cut me loose. I've had enough. Joe's making himself comfortable. He's going to take off his jacket like he lives there or something.
You don't mind if I make myself at home, do you?
No.
Now I'm at home.
She goes, I will, dear, with time. I go, it's been months. She goes, and I promise you that. I go, you promise a lot. What promise have you ever kept to me? Come on, please answer me. If I'm the jerk here, I'll apologize. But seriously, Carolyn... She goes, you leave me speechless at times. Make me feel horrible about myself. That's what this one always does. It's always about her. When I feel like shit, it's always how my feeling like shit makes her feel bad.
Because she doesn't have to, because she's turning it around, and if she could turn it around, she doesn't have to deal with your shit.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to work well for her. I'm sure it's going to work out well for her. She goes, make me feel horrible about myself.
That's a toxic relationship.
No!
Joe!
Joe, why would you say such a thing? I think we have the foundation of a long-term relationship built on love and trust and mutual respect. How dare you? I do not like the feedback I am getting back from you and the chat this evening. I do not like it one bit. This, you know, I just turned 45 years old. I think I know a little something about love at this point, kids.
Okay. I don't know.
I go, and you leave me heartbroken and feeling like a damn fool. She goes, and sometimes devastated. I do not. Please try to understand. I go, I'm talking to you at 4 a.m. You're killing me. You act like I'm asking for a blowjob. I'm asking for a video chat.
Did you say that?
Yeah, of course I did.
Oh my God!
What? What?
Well, you know what? It's easier, you know, because you're on the computer. It's easier to get a video chat than her to blow you.
Sure.
I know.
Listen, any woman
it's
could.
Like you're in a car together.
Any woman could say I don't really do that to a blowjob, but you can't say I don't do that to a video chat.
Well, that, I mean that's true, but I mean we've got the technology to beam sounds into your head now, but we don't have the technology to do that.
No, a video.
Unless you can shove your cock in a USB port. No, it's not going
to happen. No, you never finish a video chat and go. You never finish a video chat and go, I think he had pineapple.
Oh my God. That's small.
And it's lightning fast. Anyway. All right.
No, you shove it into the BJ port. That's new in the new computers.
Right. That's new coming out. Apple, the first one to have it, as always.
Some people would never leave the fucking house. I mean, more than COVID, never leaving the house. I mean, never, ever, ever leave the house.
Oh, yeah. I'd be a shut-in.
You are a shut-in. So, I go, You act like I'm asking for a blowjob. I'm asking for a video chat. She says, please don't make it worse than it already is.
Don't make it worse. Don't ask for that.
Anything but that.
Well, she's either going to have to blow you or give you a video chat. Both are inconvenient in her world.
Sure.
Yeah, really.
And it looks like the video chat's more feasible.
Yeah, and... if Katie's right and this is a man, oh boy, you just asked for two really hard things.
You don't know what this guy likes. Yeah. You don't know that. He might be into it. Who knows?
Who knows?
I go, is that the point where I'm going to walk? That's where it is. I don't trust you and I hate that. She goes, and now you're going to talk like I don't give you my time, even as hard as it is for me. Yet I still commit to you. I go, you went a week without a word after you decided not to do the chat you promised. That's love? I'm not giving her an inch. She's trying to backpedal, and I'm on her ass.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's saying that she commits. What does that mean?
She goes, my love, I said I have a lot doing. I go, you know how many women I blow off because I say I have a girlfriend? But are you a girlfriend? She goes, and I can't always be around, but the little time I have, I make sure I give it to you. I go, if you can't make time for a video call, you'll never have time for me or marriage or a family.
Stop. Give what to you?
The time, the conversation.
Yeah.
So I tell her, if she can't make time for a video call, then we're not really going to have a future. She goes, even if they're, and then I am still busy. Can you imagine what you're saying to me right now? I don't have to imagine. It's stupid, I'm saying it. I go, I'm busy too. You wanted me as your boyfriend. You wanted me as your partner. She goes, you're hurting me, honestly. I go, and you've crushed me. My friends mock me. You ignore me. I thought we liked each other. You treated me better when I was your Insta hubby. I want to give you everything, but it takes two. She goes, I do not ignore you on purpose. This is what I've been explaining all along. I do like you very much. I go, I feel like I'm your play toy. She goes, no, you're not. Right now I'm going through a lot. I go, I can't even pick up the phone to tell you I miss you, or I was thinking of you, or I love you.
Okay, I'm going to stop you one more time. Does she love you, or does she like you?
Well, now she says she likes me.
Yeah, she said like.
Pip, you see how they go? She's going back and forth. I mean, to love you, then she likes you. So where are we going with this here?
Oh, yeah, no, I picked up on that because, I mean, I listen to these as if I'm in a relationship with them, and I'm trying, and I feel, like, trying to feel, what would I feel if somebody was saying that to me? And as soon as she backed into, I really like you instead of I love you, I was like, ooh, wince, you know?
Right.
Like,
and I noticed the same thing because sometimes in relationships it's like, you know, you love the person and the person will reciprocate being loved. Or I like you, or you're my friend, like. But usually,
yeah.
And we discussed this before, where it's either this or it's this. In a real relationship, it's I love you, or I like you, you're a friend, and blah, 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 blah. And neither the two shall meet. In this, in the span of 5 minutes, it's gone between the two spectrums. So it's very interesting where this is going.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're really in a relationship or you're trying to be in a relationship, nothing smarts more than you tell them that you love them and they're like, thank you.
Yes. And in that,
like, ow!
And God, and in that, it never, well, you know, yeah, I like you, you're my friend, but, you know, my friend, it's never going to progress beyond that. It rarely does.
Yeah.
Rarely does.
So yeah, that's friend zoned.
For this whole thing being professed as real, it's beating that one thing. I love you, but now I like you. Well, it's either or. And it's always, in real life, it's always either or, and it rarely backtracks.
Yeah.
So she goes.
That's the gospel of Joe.
She goes, and I
come. Amen.
And I come to you to see if I can have relief, and then I get all this. I do think about you a lot. I go, then stop it and say hi. Call me. See me. I want to be the one to make you laugh. I want to be your sunshine, but you need to be present. So now I've tore into her, but I got to give her the little lifeline here. Otherwise, the bit ends.
Well, not only that. If the whole thing is just we're friends or whatever, I'm always thinking, stay alone.
That's what I said.
You know, see what's going on, man. What's happening? You know, how you doing?
Why don't you call? No, I'm here by myself. It's okay. I had a birthday. You didn't call. You didn't video chat. No, it's fine. Don't worry about me. You live your life.
Yeah. Oh, the Jewish mother in you is coming out, yeah.
Sure.
The Italian or Jewish mother is coming out, yeah.
Yep.
She goes, I crave for these and more with you. But baby, please try to understand, just for now. I go, they make me more important than collecting new fanboys on Instagram. She's adding a bunch of people on Instagram. So, you know, I'm always focusing on that shit. All
right.
She goes, please don't start with all this. I go, I don't understand. On Instagram, you said you were in Dublin. On Hangouts, you said children died. On Instagram, you had no idea about children. What the fuck?
Wait till she gets on Twitter.
She goes, baby, please.
Baby, please.
My word. I go, what if you were in my position? Some guy wanted to be friends, then more. Then everything changed and stories did not add up. Am I really being unfair? She goes, it's hard, but please. I go, explain. I'm an amazing listener. She goes, I've not been fair. I know. I go, but I don't trust you. She goes, trust me. Everything is all right. I go, but I don't trust you. That's the problem, Carolyn. I'm trying to think what we even have. We know hardly anything about each other. I've never even seen you. We don't even flirt. What do we have?
Can I? You know what? If this goes back to Jane, Belinda, you're a federal case.
No.
You are a federal case.
No.
Yes.
No. I am well within my rights here. We go weeks without talking. She says she's going to have a video chat. She doesn't do that. We got dead kids or live kids. She's traveling all over the world and doesn't tell me. I am well within my rights.
I get it. But in the terms of a real relationship, yeah. In the terms of somebody that's trying to scam you, you know, where they're dealing with, unfortunately, people that are lonely, that are all in. You are a federal case.
Nay, nay. I expect the same amount of professionalism that I give them. I expect it returned to me. If I am spending my time and giving her my A game of bullshit, I expect it returned. If you cannot return quality bullshit, then I might not be the scam victim for you. And that's why I said you can go. I have expectations. I'm sorry if that's too much for you, Joe.
I wish you could tell her that.
I have!
No, I get your point. You made your point very well. I wish you could tell her that.
I kind of have. How many times have I said, do better, call management? How many times?
You want to play the game? You want to fucking play the game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all I'm saying. I'm giving them quality stuff. You know how many bullshit personalities I have to come up with to do a show and keep them engaged and keep you guys engaged?
And you might want to, you know, if you could play the game, you go, you want to play the game or you want to play the game? And if you play the game well enough to entertain me, I might throw you a couple of bucks for the hell of it.
Probably not, but it's fun to pretend.
But still,
well, you know what?
But still, let me get, I'll pay a couple of bucks just because it was that well played.
All right.
Katie says in the chat, you know, you're talking about the quality of the bullshit. She goes, I've not. What is this, Jane Austen?
Who's Jane Austen?
Who's Jane Austen? Oh, honey, we'll talk later.
Oh, good God.
Wasn't she on the Today Show?
No. She was a writer. She wrote Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sense and Sensibility.
I have neither.
It's the type of language that you're using. I've not.
Okay.
I like the word play in her book title.
Sure. I thought it was Mike Myers' British character. I was confused.
No.
She goes, trust me, everything is all right. I go, but I don't trust you. That's the problem, Carolyn. I'm trying to think what we even have. We know hardly anything about each other. I've never even seen you. We don't flirt. What do we have? She goes, how can you say such? I go, because it's true. She goes, some of the pictures I sent to you, no guy has ever seen me. I go, what pictures have you sent? I have no idea what she's talking about, by the way. And the fact that, like, sending somebody pictures that nobody's seen is, like, proof of love or something? You know how many pictures I've stolen that I haven't posted yet? I have a whole trove of pictures that I've stolen from this poor innocent victim, and I haven't posted them yet, and I sent them to you. But she hasn't even sent them to me. Again, Joe, she's fucking up. So how can you chastise me for being a federal case when I demand better?
Especially wait a minute, is this a...
When she discovers she never got pictures, she's like, oh shit, I gotta cut the workload down.
Well, is this the one with the burnt children or without?
Yeah, that's... I brought that to her attention a couple sentences ago, no comment about that.
I know.
I go, what pictures have you sent? She goes, and yet you still say this. I go, I don't want a picture, I want you. She goes, I know, I'm in tears right now. I go, well, I felt like shit for weeks over... what?
Are you?
Well, I tell her I felt like shit for weeks over this. She goes, but my love, Joe, I'm back. But my love, the only thing I can say right now is I am sorry. Say, she loves me, you creeps. She loves me. Or he loves me.
That's to reel you back in.
I am reeled.
She's playing you.
No. She realizes she does...
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. She doesn't.
No.
She...
No. You're being played.
No.
Certain words to reel you back in, like Brent, and now reeling back in. But like, don't give me that dirty look.
No.
You're being played.
She realizes a life without fake Davin is no life at all. That's what she realizes.
No, she realizes that you're a dumbbell, and if she says love, she'll reel you back in.
No, I don't think she. I don't think she thinks I'm a dumbbell. I don't think she thinks I'm a dumbbell. I'm too much on her shit.
But no.
She knows you're a guy, and guys are stupid. And if you use love, that's a really bad
kid. Well, let's see if you're right, Joe. She goes, but my love, the only thing I can say right now is I am sorry. And I go, I just wanted to be the man you needed. Apparently, Joe might be correct.
Yep.
And now she's like, who's Joe?
Who's Joe? He's the other dumbbell. She goes, I don't know what else to say. I go, but I never get the shot. She goes, and deep down I am shattered. I am short of words. I go, your fanboys on Instagrams get more of you. You call them what you call me. Dear, how utterly fucking generic. I know they kiss your ass. I know it is for work. I wouldn't even care if I just had my woman. Are you there? Nothing. And this is the problem. She goes, and then she comes back, please stop, something urgent came up, I'm really sorry. And I go, what came up that was so urgent? Is your emergency under control, boo? And we will end it there.
Oh, damn it.
So.
All right.
Just when Joe thinks I'm wooed, I fucking still ripped into her. So how wooed am I?
You called her on the carpet. She backtracked. that gives her time to think of new shit.
It does, but I mean, just when she, I would think, just when this person thinks they're gaining an inch, I bite them again. It's like domesticating a dog. You find this feral dog, you bring him home, he bites you a lot. But then you start petting him, and he bites you less. But you know what? Right. That dog's still going to bite.
So we went through the whole thing. We went through the whole rigmarole. And then you called her on the carpet. And now she makes the excuse that she's busy or whatever. But now, you got to figure which... You know, they just pulled in the car, but where's she going to go now? How to keep it going? You know, is she going to throw love more or like? I think she's going to go with the love thing to keep you where, you know, to keep you reeled in. However, it's frustrating to her because nobody calls her on the carpet like you do. Of course not. You know, so it's just where she wants to go with this.
You got to remember, we've been talking since July. She's asked me for to invest. That didn't happen. She asked me to give her money for phones for people in her company. That didn't happen. So for her to invest this much, what is the payoff for her?
For the simple reason, it's the human element. It's the human element in this. Where you really, you know, and she, you know, she's like, really call me on the carpet? Hey, fuck you, man. I'm gonna reel you in. And it might have gotten personal. Where you're calling her on the carpet. Really, dude, you know? And
Joe, you think at the point, she's at the point where she's grudge scamming me? Is that what this is now? A grudge scam?
What do you mean, grudge scam?
A grudge scam. Like, she's pissed off that I've sunk her fangs into me. So even though I might not be lucrative, it's a grudge scam.
Pip, listen to me. Do you feel it's gotten personal now? Where it's like, hey, fuck you, man. I'll get you,
no.
You know?
No, I don't. I think that she's trying very hard to come up with excuses for why there are breaks in her talking to him and come up with reasons for why she can't, I mean, she's not able to video chat with him for some reason, and I think that she's hard-pressed to come up with a reason for it, so she's trying to keep him on the hook, but... She doesn't have a long-term plan. She just has the, something came up. But that's going to run thinner and thinner as we go on.
Right. Now, at this juncture right now, do you feel that she ran to her corner to try to work up a game plan? That's the feeling I've got.
Yes.
Right. And what do you feel that she's going to do?
I think that, like we've seen with other ones, if this is a he, I think that they're going to deputize some woman to get into the video chat with him.
Could be, or when we get back, and unfortunately, I'm back down at Uncle Vinny's, so I'm probably just going to call in for an hour next week. But if we get it to the next week, I feel she might come back with the generic stuff because there's been a lot of times where. Gavin has cornered a scammer, and we're like, well, how are they going to do this? And they come up with this generic bullshit, and it's like kind of a letdown where you expect more. So, but still up in the air, we don't know, because the scammer's been very different than the rest. I mean, they've gone into some cliche things, but I feel that, you know, either she is going to up her game or come back with cliche stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Gavin, what about you?
What?
Gavin, what's
the
you on this?
He can't say because he knows.
Well, I don't remember. I honestly don't remember. It's a year ago. But listen, I think I'm giving this person no quarter. I'm letting them know I'm still interested. In their mind, I still want to be with her. I would think they're thinking, this person wants more time. I don't have time to give this person more time. And what the fuck is with these kids? Are they alive or dead? You know, you would think they would try to get on the same page with that. I mean, if I was them, and I'm not.
Burned or not burned, what are we doing here?
Yeah,
crispy or extra crispy?
I mean, honestly.
Right, exactly, yeah.
If I was them, the first thing I would take care of is getting everybody on the same page. But they haven't.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're. I don't know what they're going to do. I just think it's interesting. I gave her the out at the beginning of this episode to let's talk business. So in her mind, I still believe she's a businesswoman. I gave her till where we can get to business. I'm going to give you some money to invest, or my friend's going to give you money to invest, because remember that I have the friend who went on the website and the website didn't add up and everything. I gave her that out, and she saw that option. She's like, no, no, I want romance. So I don't know what they're thinking. I think it was a bad decision.
Which is a bad tact on their end. You would figure, all right, look, let's be friends. I want to help you make money. Let's go this route, you know. But I don't know. She didn't take that tack. So it's interesting because her back's against the wall. If she's going to use typical scammer generic stuff to get you back in, remains to be seen. Will be interesting for the next segment.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I think the one consistent is fake Davin is always charming, and any scammer would be lucky to have him. That's what I think.
Fake Davin.
Point as well.
What?
And oh, I was going
to
say
to the point as well. I'm sorry, Pip.
That's okay. Sorry. Fake Devin is charming until you don't do what he wants.
Much like real Devin.
Yeah, true.
they have that in common.
Yes.
Fake Devin's charming until he's not.
Yeah.
And then to quote Joe, it's going to be a federal case. But anyway, all right. So let's thank some folks for allowing this to happen. Thank you, Sensei Russ Ferdico, for your continued support. We appreciate it. Joe, what do you got?
Portobello is New Jersey's finest Italian fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with attention and care to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event. Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets also has the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by side-splitting productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. We have a great show coming up December 11th with Chris Monty. That's going to be a fantastic show. Come on out. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out, especially in these times. You deserve Portobello.
Laugh at home comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience, the performer talking directly to you, and of course you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at home comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business, whether it is one of our comedy club style shows or a private event for you or your friends or coworkers. Laugh at home comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home. Great for the whole COVID-19 thing. We'll do it via Zoom, nice and safe and sound. Everybody will have a good time. So you can go to laughathomecomedy.com or call it 551-404-3094. Joe, where are you working? I know you're working Tuesday, right?
Next Tuesday, I will be calling into our show for the first hour, and then I'll be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Dial 1-877-UNCLE-VIN for information and reservations, or go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com. That'll be next week on the 24th.
This Friday, November 20th, I'll be in Hamburg, New Jersey at Crystal Springs Resort. It's going to be two shows that night. For tickets, you want to call 844-845-9697, 844-845-9697. You want to check that out. Next week, comedian Kevin Lee will be joining us for hours 2 and 3 of the show, so we'll have fun with Kevin. Thank all you guys for listening or watching. We certainly appreciate it, whether it be live or on the podcast. Always a lot of fun. And remember, don't talk when COVID Karen's around, because she'll cause problems.
Yes, I will.
nothing but trouble, COVID Karen. That's your new nickname, by the way, COVID Karen.
Oh, Christ.
COVID Karen. No, okay. COVID Karen.
Yes.
You're not the Lord and Savior.
I prefer, oh, Christ.
Oh, COVID Karen. Oh, I'm being mistreated. Where's COVID Karen? She'll heal all that ails in the universe by bitching and moaning.
Oh, Christ used to be my name. Well, that's what the guys used to call me before Mr. Helix.
Right, okay. On that note, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell